Blog Talk Radio.
Shura Yahweh, revolt. Alfei Israel Selah, return Yahweh unto the countless thousands of Israel. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the mighty Yah, henceforth forever and forever and ever. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, it gives me a great deal of pleasure. It is a blessing and a privilege to be here, and hallelujah, to be able to witness and testify to you and expound upon the words of the great and mighty Yah, the Elohim of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, my brothers and my sisters, and to the people of the nations seeking the righteousness of Yah's word. Man, I tell you, tonight, I like to just tell the other nations, excuse me for right now, but I just want to talk to family. You know, it's time, you know, every so often we have to take time to have some we time. We. Who is we? We is in reference to the what? Children of Israel. My people, the Israelites, scattered all over the planet. Hallelujah. Those who are what? Come even to America through the act of captivity, of slavery, of slave ships bringing us here. We didn't come through so-called Ellis Island, where the big pagan deities, Libertaria, hallelujah, stands in New York Harbor, a sun deities that they call the Statue of Liberty. Yes, and I'm glad we didn't, because everybody who comes through that harbor has a tendency to give relevance and pay their homage unto this tall statue, this pagan deityist. Yeah, that most of the Western Hemisphere and people around the world worship, because this was a gift given to America by the Freemason. Yeah, the Freemasons now. I think it was of Italy, of one of those pagan heathen countries, gave this gift to America. And they knew what they were giving America when they gave it to her. This thing stands with a torch held up in the sky. Yeah, thinking to defy the mighty Yah. Let me tell you something. There's no defying the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, want to talk to you tonight. Just want to talk to you about various things. You know, a lot of things are going on now. You know, the killings, the robberies, the murders, and it's nothing new. It's been going on ever since we've had our feet on the soils of this daughter of Babylon, of America, of USA, the United Snakes of America. My beloved brothers and sisters, you know, it's time, we as the workmen for Yah, yes, those of us who are out here, at least trying to tell our people, in this present time, know Yah, know Yah, know Yah. Turn from your evil ways. Turn. And I'd just like to take a moment right now to commend every single brother and sister, whether I agree with you on some of your doctrines or not. But I'd like to commend you. And I'd like to praise and thank Yah for waking me up, for waking you all up, and for giving us what? At least a spirit to go forth and love our people so much, and at least wanting them to know, at least wanting them to know who our mighty one is, who the Elohim of Israel is, and who we are as being his people, our true identity. Because we've gone through a lot. We have gone through a lot. And our people don't need to be traumatized anymore by false leadership, because this has been what? Part of our problem for a very, very, very long time, my people. I'm talking to family tonight, y'all. Let me tell you something. Our ancestors wrote multiple songs, you know, commending themselves and the triumphs that we have had in the past, as well as they wrote what you call lamentations. A lament is a song of mourning. It's sadness. You know, the prophet Yirmiyahu, of course, wrote a book of lamentations where he's lamenting over the destruction of Yerushalayim. Oh, yeah, he witnessed this. He was one of the brothers that went off into the captivity and knew and foretold its coming. But he had what? The type of prophets who are amongst our people now, who opposed him, who tried to tell our people, hey, don't listen to what he's saying, man. We're not going to go through any bad times, you know. There won't be no destruction coming. Don't even listen to that. Brothers and sisters, we for a long time have been away from home. But let me tell you something. I stand here to witness to you. I'm standing here to witness to you that one of the songs our ancestors wrote, I am so glad trouble don't last always, because the good news is we're almost at the end of our trouble. So don't be afraid and don't be frightened by those who try to scare you because you don't join their little group organization. But see, I'm not even concerned about that tonight. What I want to talk about are some things that have happened to us, quote, historically. But I don't like to use that word because his story don't have anything to do with us, okay? Because our life and our witness and our language, history, and culture, and even land is not even a story. That's not a story. Those are real events that happened in what? I prefer to use antiquity in our past, okay? And we have some things that are coming up in the future. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. And even the travesty, wow, of the what? AD 70 period of tribulation. Yes, we have undergone a serious tribulation. AD 70 was a tribulation. Yeah. It was a great day. It was like nothing that had ever happened before in the what? In all the annals, meaning the what? And chronicles, meaning what? Series of events. Events that are chronicled or recorded, see, the chronicles of Israel and chronicles of a nation, okay? Nothing has ever happened like that before. We have never, ever been scattered to what? The four corners of the earth. Never, 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 ever, ever before had that happened. But you know what? Like it is noted in the scriptures, don't despise the chastening of Yah. We had to undergo this great chastisement because of the fact that we did something that's very, very wrong. You don't do to the creator of the heavens, earth, hallelujah, the sea and all that in them there is. You don't enter into a covenant or an agreement with him and then breach it, which means break it. See, we are in breach of contract, my beloved brothers and sisters. But thanks be to the mighty Yah that he has things in place. You see what I'm saying? He has put things in place to do what? To seal and to heal the breach. He think about us so highly, my beloved brothers and sisters, that he is going to make a new agreement with us, a new covenant with us, with his nation. With his nation. The whole house of Israel. I'm speaking of the nation of Israel right now, my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm talking about the Hebrew Israelites all over the planet. I'm not relegating this to no handful and no groups and all this stuff, okay? I'm talking about everybody that Yah intends to save and will save. Yes, I'm not throwing in scare tactics like that, but try to get somebody to try to join some group in this and that. That's not where it is, brothers. No, Israel is a mighty nation. The dry bones, when they stand on their feet, they shall be an exceeding great army, not a minimal handful. Okay? Let's stop twisting things. Some of you all have been so used to twisting things because you were taught to twist things by the sons of men that taught you to twist it. To make everybody think you got it, nobody else does. But that's not even what I'm here to talk about tonight. Okay? My beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 14. Starting at verse 9. Well, first of all, starting at verse 1, and we're going to skip around a little bit. Just want to talk about various things here. Some things that we've gone through, and even some things that are ahead in our future. The word of Yahweh that came to your Yirmiyahu concerning the dearth. That means the drought, you know, the famine and all those things that were occurring. Yehuda mourneth, not rejoices now. Yehuda mourneth, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground, and the cry of Yerushalayim is gone up. Now, some of your other translation would have you to believe that these people are so in a state, a deep state of mourning, that they say that they are feeling black. As many times as we've mourned, brothers and sisters, and we have mourned, mourned, man, it's been nothing but sadness. Very little to no gladness here in this captivity. When have you ever said to anyone, I feel so black because of the fact that, you know, my dear beloved auntie or uncle passed away? And you never said that. It's simply given a very vivid of the many places. That's not our subject tonight, because we've taught on the blackness of the book, the blackness, you know, the scriptures that relating to what color we are. Well, first of all, what color the true and living Elohim of Israel, Yahweh, is, and his people, us, Israel, hallelujah, as well as what color angels are. Oh, man, yes. But this doesn't mean that they are saying that they feel black because their appearance is black. Because it tells you they are black unto the ground. It means that they are black like the black soil. And there is such a thing as black dirt. Use it all the time. You do it to do your potting with and all this type of stuff. But look at this. Skip down to verse 9. Why shouldest thou be as a man astonished, stunned, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet thou, O Yahweh, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. By thy name, now leave us not. See, these were our ancestors pleading. Because what? We had already been warned that this was coming. This is back in the days of our ancestors, you know, as we had been established as a mighty nation before Yah, and things were doing good. We were all in place, you know. Thus saith Yahweh unto this people, thus have they loved to wander. Look at this. They have not refrained their feet, therefore Yahweh doth not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. And this is what happened. We provoke the Most High Yah so much, my beloved brothers and sisters, until we caused him. Our ancestors caused him to visit their sins. What are the sins? Multiple transgressions, multiple breakings of his laws. Yes. Yes, they would not observe, they would not hear, they would not do anything that we as Yah's nation was commanded to do, my beloved brothers and sisters. They said, then said Yahweh unto me, pray not for this people for their good. He told the prophet, commanded him not to even pray for them. Wow. Man, Yahweh smoking. When he gives a command to a man not to even pray, that was really bad. We did some show enough serious offenses here, man. When they fast, he says, I will not hear their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them. But I will consume them by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. And still to this day, we are being consumed by the sword, which comes in the form of what? See, he tells you that the wicked is his sword. He uses them as his sword. The wicked is used as the sword of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then said I, oh, Yahweh, behold, the prophets say unto them, you shall not see the sword. And he was talking about the physical sword during that time, because you had Titus and his father that descended upon Yerushalayim in A.D. 66. That's when the war started. And it lasted 4 years, from A.D. 66 to A.D. 70. See, they just didn't come in and just kick our butt, so to speak. Now, it took a minute now. It took about 4 years. But like Yah had already foretold, we were vanquished. We were defeated. We got our behind kicked. Yes, we did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then said I, O Yahweh, behold, the prophet say unto them, ye shall not see the sword, neither shall ye have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Now the prophet's speaking in their own behalf. What do they mean, and I will give you peace in the prophets can't do anything because they were lying in a way. They were false prophets who had not been sent by Yah. See, in this day and time, and in this captivity, each and every one of us that Yah wake up has a responsibility to spread this. And I know many of us have tried to tell, at least look, stop beating yourself up, at least you try. And you're trying and you've tried to tell people, no Yah. Because see, the days are going to come when we will no longer have to declare to our brethren, saying no Yah. Because Yah said, they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. And Yah is going to tell and declare before our people why we even went into captivity. He said, and then the house of Israel shall know why they went into captivity. Look at that now. Oh, that's found over in Isaiah. Oh, yeah. And even over in Isaiah chapter 52, starting at verse 10, where Yah said that all of us were even going to know his name. So if we got the name wrong, he is going to declare his name anyway, because he said, they shall all know my name. We're going to know his name, singular, not names, because the way it is right now, see, the dry bones are coming together. Now, they're kind of rickety, shaking, baking, you know. They're standing up, but they're rickety. They're not standing firm, see. The bones are discovering who they are, see. Yes, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. This is not literal dead people, my blood brothers. So see, a lot of y'all are missing the symbolism and the figurative speaking that's going on in that passage. Some of y'all say that these are physical dead people. No. The graves back over there in Ezekiel chapter 37 represent the grave of nations, because amongst these nations we have been like dead people. Notice, dead people can't talk. He said, the bones said, our hope is lost. Our hope is all dried up. See? Dead people can't say that. Not literal dead people. Yes, I know that because I've been around enough of them to know that they don't talk. Despite all the stuff you watch on TV. Okay? Oh, yeah, the real world, they don't talk. My beloved brothers and sisters, there's a lot we have to talk about. I just want to just take a few minutes. We're just talking about some things, you know. Because I'm telling you, despite all that's happening now, what's going on around us, better days, and the best is yet to come. The best days of our lives are yet to come. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and people of the nations. In this same chapter, verse 17, Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 17. Therefore, thou shalt say this word unto them, let mine eyes run down with tears night and day. Have we not done that even in this dispensation of time? Sure, still doing it. And let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. That was a big hurt, a big down, a letdown, a big disappointment to Yah. For us to do what? Breach. For us to breach the contract. That's what the covenant is. A covenant is a contract between two parties. We agreed, hallelujah, to do what? To serve Yah with all our heart, soul, and might. To do what? To walk in his ways. To obey his laws, statutes, judgments, commandments. To do all of it. All of them, that part of it, and make excuses and say you can't do this, you can't do that. All of it has to be observed, brothers. When we get back home, all of the laws, all of the statutes, all of the judgments, all of the commandments shall be obeyed. Why? Because under the terms of the new covenant, you already know, Yah is going to put it in our head. He's going to ingrain it in your brain. It's going to be ingrained in your brain. You're going to be programmed for righteousness and obedience only. Words of the mouth of the mighty Yah has spoken it to be so. That the remnant of Israel shall not even do wickedly. They shall walk in my law, statutes, judgment, commandments, shall do them. Notice this. And the scriptures even go on to say that it's going to be so glorious in that day that Yah is going to be glad and rejoice over us. Yah is going to be so happy he's going to sing over us, man. Yeah. We're going to get into all of this. We're going to break all this down for you. We're going through the scripture. We're going right to the place to show you where this is. Just having a heart-to-heart talk with you. Just here tonight to comfort you, to inspire you, to go forth. Because of the fact that we have multiple transgressions, Yah has a fix for every last one of them. Hallelujah. Verse 20. Look at this. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness. This is what we must do. We have to acknowledge what? Our wickedness and the wickedness of our fathers. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers. We have sinned against thee. Sinned, meaning we have broken your laws. Hallelujah. We have not observed your ways. That's what sin is. It's one of the Hebrew letters, of course, but it also means the breaking of Yahweh's law, the breaching of the covenant. And we pray that Yah don't hate us. Verse 21, do not abhor us for thy name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of thy glory. Remember, break not thy covenant with us. See, we pray and ask him not to break his covenant with us, but we broke the covenant with him. See, I mean, that is very valid in what the prophet is saying. But then again, look at that. Why should he withhold his end of the bargain, of the deal, and we break our end? You know? See, all he's doing here is just crying out. He's saying, okay, y'all, we know we messed up. But don't turn your anger. In other words, don't punish us for it. Don't hate us for it. And then verse 22. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? No. They'll lie to you and tell you they can see the cloud and all this stuff, and they have the technology to control and manipulate weather. No, none of the vanities of the Gentiles can do this, because Yah always intervenes. Look at this now. Or can the heavens give showers? Are not thou he, O Yahweh, our Elohim? Therefore, we will wait upon thee, for thou hast made all these things. Look now, we shall wait upon you, Yah. You are the one that made these things. The Gentiles haven't made nothing. Only thing they do is lie, 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 lie. Yah has a remedy, because he's going to do something that's very, very stupendous, very commendable. He's going to do something on this earth that's going to blow and shock everybody when all of a sudden the prey of the nations, which is Israel, is delivered from every single country that we are in. Yes, that's going to happen, my beloved brothers and sisters. Some of you all say that you are lawful captives. Okay, we'll see. We'll see in that day if you are truly keeping all the laws, all the commandments, all the judgments of Yah. And I know what the scriptures say. I know it's over in Isaiah. I know exactly where you're coming from. Yeah, about the lawful captives. But you don't even understand what that means. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to break it down. Oh, yeah, we're going to break it down. Right now, we're just talking bits and pieces of things, and things we've done and things that are really coming our way. Let your hearts be comforted. Yes, I'm not on this to battle and fight and fuss with anybody. Like I said, I commend all you brothers and sisters that the Spirit of Yah has touched, has opened your eyes, because you know what? He could have left us blind like he did, like some of the people amongst our people out to this very day. And believe you me, I understand. Sometimes you question and you wonder, how can anyone be blind in this day and time with all this stuff going on around here? It seemed like it would be an easy thing to convince our people, right? That Yah is the Most High, and beside Yah there aren't any. Hallelujah. And that you and me and us are the children of Israel. It seemed like it would be easy, wouldn't it? Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. Yah has a reason why he's opened up so many eyes and continuing to do it and opening certain eyes. I know some of you all are like me who still have family members who refuse to just open their eyes and see. You know what? You can't worry about that. Yah has the move on them like he did us. See, that's where that patience comes from. That's where waiting comes from. Okay? You can cuss them out. You can call them all kind of names. But see, here's the thing about it. You don't get it and then look back and start looking at people as other people around you because they don't have it yet as being insufficient, so to speak. Because, see, y'all going to deal with all that anyway. He wakes up who he wants to wake up. Yeah, I know I've been pretty rough on myself, but I had to repent. I had to listen. Wait a minute, hold on a minute. Hear me, Yahoo. You haven't always known this. It's because of the fact that Yah has chosen you, hear me, Yahoo, not only you but others, to know this truth. You were destined to know it. You came out of your mother's womb predestined to come into this knowledge. If it were not so, then you would be just as blind, dumb, ignorant as these other brothers and sisters that get on your nerve with this seemingly, rebellious attitude and spirit that they have. So mishpaha, Hebrew word for family, be comforted. Be patient. Wait for him to wake up the rest, because I'm telling you, there's a movement on this planet right now like never before. You know, for a long time, our enemies have enjoyed what? The luxury of saying, ignorance is bliss. Do you not know that that particular statement was aimed directly at us? What they were saying was what? Our ignorance is their bliss. What is bliss? That's living a world what? Without any worries, no financial worries, filled with nothing but continuous pleasures, being able to get up and go wherever you want to, do whatever you want to do, whether it be good or whether it be evil. You know, no financial restraints, because you got plenty of money, you have plenty of resources, you have plenty of what, pool, you know this person, know that. In other words, virtually do what you want to do, carefree, worry-free, bliss. But the only way they are able to maintain that lifestyle is because of the fact that we are ignorant of the truth. And they make ignorance sound like it's a real bad, terrible word. It simply means to be what? Lacking knowledge. It's the opposite of knowing. Because when you're not in the know, when you don't know something, you are ignorant of that thing. Hallelujah. But when you know, see, you become what? Knowledgeable. Look at the root word in knowledge, K-N-O-W, know, to know, to the opposite of ignorance. So, my beloved brothers and sisters, people of the nations, yes, these people, my people, the children of Israel, hallelujah, are going to be delivered. Oh, yeah. We are coming out of this captivity just as sure as I am talking to you, just as sure as I'm talking to you on this radio tonight, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And see, despite all the things that we think we are doing and hiding, getting away with, hallelujah, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24, Yah asks a serious question. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Saith Yahweh, do not I feel heaven and earth? Saith Yahweh, look at this. Where are you going to run to hide? You know, evil, hear me, Yahoo, when I do some things that I know I shouldn't be doing, I know I can't hide. I just have to just come out. Y'all forgive me. Hallelujah. Forgive me for that. Hallelujah. We have to stay prayerful, constantly before Yahweh, because we live in a place, man, where you got all kinds of stuff around you. But you have to set it in your mind to do what? To refrain from wickedness. Because it's all around you. All around you. Yeah. It will tempt you. It will try you. It will test you. Let us drop by tonight just to drop a few lines, just to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. We're going to have these ever so often. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of episodes where it's just strictly the words of the Most High. Yeah. No audio bites. The only audio bite you're going to hear is my voice. And maybe the voice of others that are expounding in the word of the Most High, Yah. I have enjoyed these moments with you, my beloved brothers and sisters. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're not done. Stay in the knowledge suite. We're going to bring this knowledge and information to you. Keep your mind, your heart focused upon Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.